And it came to pass in the first year of the exodus of the children of Israel out of Egypt, in the third month, on the 16th day of the month, that God spake to Moses, saying, Come up to me on the mount, and I will give thee two tables of stone of the law and of the commandment, which I have written, that thou mayst teach them. And Moses went up into the mount of God, and the glory of the Lord abode on Mount Sinai, and a cloud overshadowed it 6 days. And he called to Moses on the 7th day out of the midst of the cloud, and the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a flaming fire on the top of the mount. And Moses was on the mount 40 days and 40 nights, and God taught him the earlier and the later history of the division of all the days of the law and of the testimony. And he said, Incline thine heart to every word which I shall speak to thee on this mount, and write them in a book, in order that their generations may see how I have not forsaken them for all the evil which they have wrought in transgressing the covenant which I established between me and thee for their generations this day on Mount Sinai. And thus it will come to pass, when all these things come upon them, that they will recognize that I am more righteous than they in all their judgments and in all their actions, and they will recognize that I have been truly with them. And do thou write for thyself all these words which I declare unto thee this day, for I know their rebellion and their stiff neck, before I bring them into the land of which I swear to their fathers, to Abraham, and to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, Unto your seed will I give a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will eat and be satisfied, and they will turn to strange gods, to gods which cannot deliver them from aught of their tribulation. And this witness shall be heard for a witness against them, for they will forget all my commandments, even all that I command them, and they will walk after the Gentiles, and after their uncleanness, and after their shame, and will serve their gods, and these will prove unto them an offense and a tribulation, and an affliction and a snare. And many will perish, and they will be taken captive, and will fall into the hands of the enemy, because they have forsaken my ordinances, and my commandments, and the festivals of my covenant, and my Sabbaths, and my holy place which I have hallowed for myself in their midst, and my tabernacle, and my sanctuary, which I have hallowed for myself in the midst of the land, that I should set my name upon it, and that it should dwell there. And they will make to themselves high places and groves and graven images, and they will worship each his own graven image, so as to go astray. And they will sacrifice their children to demons, and to all the works of the error of their hearts. And I will send witnesses unto them, that I may witness against them, but they will not hear, and will slay the witnesses also, and they will persecute those who seek the law, and they will abrogate and change everything, so as to work evil before my eyes. And I will hide my face from them, and I will deliver them into the hand of the Gentiles for captivity, and for a prey, and for devouring, and I will remove them from the midst of the land, and I will scatter them amongst the Gentiles. And they will forget all my law, and all my commandments, and all my judgments, and will go astray as to new moons, and Sabbaths, and festivals, and jubilees, and ordinances. And after this they will turn to me from amongst the Gentiles with all their heart, and with all their soul, and with all their strength, and I will gather them from amongst all the Gentiles, and they will seek me, so that I shall be found of them, when they seek me with all their heart and with all their soul. And I will disclose to them abounding peace with righteousness, and I will remove them the plant of uprightness with all my heart and with all my soul, and they shall be for a blessing and not for a curse, and they shall be the head and not the tail. And I will build my sanctuary in their midst, and I will dwell with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people in truth, in 18 righteousness. And I will not forsake them, nor fail them. for I am the Lord their God. And Moses fell on his face and prayed and said, O Lord my God, do not forsake thy people and thy inheritance, so that they should wander in the error of their hearts, and do not deliver them into the hands of their enemies, the Gentiles, lest they should rule over them and cause them to sin against thee. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be lifted up upon thy people, and create in them an upright spirit, and let not the spirit of Beliar rule over them to accuse them before thee, and to ensnare them from all the paths of righteousness, so that they may perish from before thy face. But they are thy people and thy inheritance, which thou hast delivered with thy great power from the hands of the Egyptians. Create in them a clean heart and a holy spirit, and let them not be ensnared in their sins from henceforth until eternity. And the Lord said unto Moses, I know their contrariness and their thoughts and their stiff-neckedness, and they will not be obedient till they confess their own sin and the sin of their fathers. And after this they will turn to me in all uprightness and with all their heart and with all their soul, and I will circumcise the foreskin of their heart and the foreskin of the heart of their seed, and I will create in them a holy spirit, and I will cleanse them so that they shall not turn away from me from that day unto eternity. And their souls will cleave to me and to all my commandments, and they will fulfill my commandments, and I will be their father, and they shall be my children. And they all shall be called children of the living God, and every angel and every spirit shall know, yea, they shall know that these are my children, and that I am their father in uprightness and righteousness, and that I love them. And do thou write down for thyself all these words which I declare unto thee on this mountain, the first and the last, which shall come to pass in all the divisions of the days in the law and in the testimony and in the weeks and the jubilees unto eternity, until I descend and dwell with them throughout eternity. And he said to the angel of the presence, Write for Moses from the beginning of creation till my sanctuary has been built among them for all eternity. And the Lord will appear to the eyes of all, and all shall know that I am the God of Israel, and the father of all the children of Jacob, and king on Mount Zion for all eternity. And Zion and Jerusalem shall be holy. And the angel of the presence who went before the camp of Israel took the tables of the divisions of the years from the time of the creation, of the law, and of the testimony of the weeks of the jubilees, according to the individual years, according to all the number of the jubilees, from the day of the creation, when the heavens and the earth shall be renewed, and all their creation according to the powers of the heaven, and according to all the creation of the earth, until the sanctuary of the Lord shall be made in Jerusalem, on Mount Zion, and all the luminaries be renewed for healing, and for peace, and for blessing, for all the elect of Israel, and that thus it may be from that day and unto all the days of the earth.